was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, North State's talk radio station. Hey, 7:06 in the morning, September the 16th, Monday. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and we're going to make it a special Monday. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Don't you love how the weather's clearing? Cooling down. Temperatures today raised to about 87 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. We have a really good forecast. Mostly sunny with a high of 82 on Tuesday, back up to 88 on Wednesday, and our clear evenings. We're really excited because tonight we're going to be doing the midnight, the Moonlight Kayak Cruise.
We are. You know, this week's got a thousand things happening in it. A thousand things. But one of them, of course, is the Ducky Derby. That's right. Ducky Derby time is going to be this Sunday at the 24th annual Caldwell Park. 1 o'clock on Sunday. And you've got Ducky Derby tickets and you got all types of things here that we're going to be talking about this week. But give them a call, Duck Central at 225-8583, ReddingDuckyDerby.com, DuckyDerby.com. All right. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
Welcome back.
And good to be back.
Do you feel rested?
Reasonably rested, trying to reacclimate to the warmer temperature. Of course, coastal Oregon, considerably cooler than you've been experiencing this past week. We missed out on a lot of excitement, I hear. And
it's been a little warm.
Yeah.
And the fires were tragic.
It is nice, however, to see the sun once again.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like in this week, as Linda just got said, it's going to be a little bit cooler, but. Tell you what, let's start off the week with some good news. Let's go to Josh Wiley for our Market Minute from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Hey, good morning. Well, we do have a good start to Wall Street this week. The Dow's up 134 points at 15,510, while the Nasdaq's up 14 at 3,736, and the S&P 500's up 12 at 1,700. Oil is down $1.57 at $106.64 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.79%. Gold's up $10.10 at $1,318, while silver's up 34 cents at $22.06 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Visa's up $1.53 at $190.59. Nike's up 2 dimes at $68.12. And Pfizer's up 16 cents at $28.67. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 910 right here on KCNR every morning. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. They will help you get through Wall Street. It's not going to always be going up 135 points. Sometimes it drops 8,000 points. Okay, maybe not that much. But you want somebody there who can tell you what to do and help you through and help you make those decisions. Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's take a quick break and let's get started here. I want to talk about some of the places you can donate some goods or money or food and in our community to help the people with the Clover Fire. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's going to be a great week.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, football fans. Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped. The lights are on. And high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Need it.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station.
You don't feel like dragging around when you hear that, right? You're like, fire up, buddy.
7:13 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, not only having Espresso Joe's, just not just great coffee in the morning, but just outstandingly great coffee, you can walk next door and enjoy the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. Plus, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Or anything you buy there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Today on the program, you'll be looking forward to, later on in the next hour, we're going to be talking to our chief of police, Rob Paletti, and then also we're going to be talking to, a darling gal here representing the professional rodeo circuit that is going to be down in the Red Bluff area. So she'll be here because this is really we need to pay more attention to what this brings to us, the energy at that and the notoriety that brings to us in the North State.
The California Cowboys, professional cowboy. Rodeo Cowboys Association, the Queen is here. We're going to talk to her. Hey, we want to talk about how you can help victims of the Clover Fire. Haven Humane is seeking donations of pet food and livestock feed, mainly pet food. They've got a lot of hay down there. But anybody who needs that, needs pet food or livestock feed should contact Animal Regulations at 241-2550. And donations should be brought to Haven Humane at 7449. Eastside Road. Salvation Army is always looking for monetary donations for short-term and long-term assistance, and 100% of the proceeds will go directly to support the local disaster relief operations. Give them a call at 1-800-725-2769 or go to the Salvation Army at 2691 Larkspur Lane right here in Reading. Shasta College and have household item and clothing drives for fire victims. They have drop-off locations at Shasta College. They have it in Anderson at Junk and Treasures. In fact, what I saw there is they've got so much stuff, they need help with volunteers to sort it. Red Cross is taking financial donations. Check out their website at www.redcross.org. Happy Valley Children's Fire Relief is an account established at the Reading Bank of Commerce. North Valley Bank is seeking both food and monetary donations, prepackaged protein snacks, et cetera, et cetera. Sports drinks, canned or boxed, non-perishable pantry items, canned tuna or meat. Financial donations are always welcome. Now, all of this comes out of, all of this is for North Valley Bank. So, you know, our Reading Bank of Commerce, North Valley Bank, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Haven Humane. There's just a number of places you can help. And I tell you what, it's not over yet. They've got it contained, but 83 houses destroyed, 300 structures, plus, you know, animals running loose out there that they've been picked up. Let's see what we can do to help our friends. Okay.
Oh, this is some breaking news. A shelter in place order was issued at the Navy Yard here after several people reportedly were shot Monday at the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters, the Navy said. This is from Washington. Local media, including WSA-TV, said up to 10 people were shot. Washington's Metropolitan Police Department reported that a suspect was on the loose in the building. The shooter was described as a black male with a dark complexion, approximately 5 feet 10 to 6 feet tall, with a black shirt and black hat. He is believed to be barricaded somewhere and have multiple guns. The Navy released a statement saying only that one injury was confirmed, but later on said on its Twitter feed that several people were injured. The Navy said earlier tweeted that there was an active shooter at the building 197 at the Navy Yard and that three shots have been fired since 8:20 a.m. their time.
Okay. The a couple of things happening around town. The California Insurance Commissioner was here Sunday, I believe, Dave Jones. And he was, and the Democrat party here, the Reading Democratic Party, sponsored his appearance. There was about 50 people there. He says that if you like private insurance, you still got private insurance under the Affordable Care Act. He said that it's helped in many ways. It's taken off caps at the it takes off caps of medical care. It's good. It has stopped the, you know, it allows people with existing causes to be existing, existing conditions to be insured. That's good. It leaves the kids till they're 26 on parents' insurance. Not so good. If, and the reason I say that is because somebody picks up that cost and it's the, and a lot of times that it impacts on other people that have insurance plans there. He wasn't able, he didn't mention though not being able to keep your insurance that, President Obama said. He didn't talk about your loss of insurance by small businesses and large for their employees. Business employees and unions getting hammered. A lack of doctors for the program, rise in rates for the young, you know, that there are things about the Affordable Care Act that, that are positive, but there are many others that isn't, including the cost and where it's going. And you can't say that it's not going up because it is. And what happens with the people that said that they can't afford it? Well, that's okay. We're going to give you money so that you can't afford it. And what about Congress? I don't think he didn't mention that Congress was just voted themselves of 70, that they would pay for their people 75% of their health care. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about how the, you know, groups were exempted from all this and that. It's Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, does have things in it that are positive. Yeah, I mean, I would never say that. It's put together poorly. It's being monitored even worse. And now we're talking, you know, when we talk to insurance people, when we talk, you know, this is a California Insurance commissioner. Yet when you talk to people that are in the insurance business that want to help with this and how bad it is out there, how it's a literally Byzantine in trying to find out rates and how to help people, and that being able to keep your own old insurance isn't true. Well, it might be true. Well, no, probably isn't true. You've got to use certain words. You've got to have an insurance agent that probably, you know, that really know the system. But this is going to be tough. This is really going to be tough, my friends. And so, you know, and it starts October 1st. So you need to get as much information as you can. We're going to have, hopefully we'll have a couple more shows on what you need to do by October 1st. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. Good morning. It's 7:24 in the morning. 60 degrees out there. Give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. What can you say? Your local Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealer. They are outstanding. They are people, your neighbors, giving you great deals on some great, great vehicles. Our service department is absolutely outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177 to see what they have down there. Or even better, this is even better. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, walk in the lot, and immediately be met by somebody that's friendly and knowledgeable that wants to help you. That's Reading Crown Motors.
It's currently 7:24 in the morning if you're just tuning in, and the 60-degree weather that we're looking at this morning is beautiful. With our top forecast is 87 with clear evening evening tonight at 62 degrees. I've always find that this to be super interesting. Who do you think was voted Woman of the Year for Billboard magazine?
What are our choices?
Well, the previous winners that have included Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce. This is Billboard magazine, by the way.
Miley Cyrus.
Well, no, it's, one might think that with all of the press that she's been getting, but, she has scored her fourth number one single on Billboard's Hot 100 with Just Give Me a Reason. She is, and there's another song, Nate Roos's Truth About Love. Pink, also known as Alicia Moore.
Pink. Okay.
So her sixth album went number one on the Billboard's 200, a first for her. The Truth About Love also nabbed a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year. So congratulations. Just FYI.
Did you know that every picture I've seen of Miley Cyrus lately, her tongue is out of her mouth?
No. Is that her new thing?
Here's what I promise. That from this moment on, Miley Cyrus joins Britney Spears and never being mentioned again. Okay. On this show. Rabbi meeting tonight. That's our buses, our buses around here, our public transportation. They're having a meeting this afternoon at 5:15 at the Reading City Hall. They're going to talk about routes and how to help the public, use the buses. They had 800,000 rides last year, but it's still woefully underused. And part of it is, I'm sure, routes that they're picking and how long it takes you to get places and all this. One of the problems with the REU move out to Airport Road out there is how long it's going to take people if they need to use public transportation to get out to REU and back. That's instead of being maybe an hour out of your life there, now it becomes 3 hours because of the way the buses run and all that. But that's something that REU is going to need to try and figure out here over the next year or two. I'm sure they will. But they're getting ready to, I'm getting a lot of stuff coming across emails that RABA wants to, unless it's brought up and specifically passed and voted on, they're going to drop the veterans passes that they had. So, I don't know how many veterans use the buses, but that they had them for veterans that were in need, and they're going to now drop these veterans passes. How can you prevent this? Well, you can kind of go down. Well, you can go down there tonight at 5:15. It's in City Hall. Or you can call Francie Sullivan, who is the city council person that's sitting on the RABA board. 225, write this down, 225-4055, 225-4055. Give Francie a call. Said, hey, give those veterans a break out there that need those passes. 225-4055. Call Francie. Just some people calling to say, I care about this is, something that will have an impact. So give them a call. 225-4055. It's Francie Sullivan is the city council person on RABA. Oakland. How'd you like to live in Oakland? Would you like to live in Oakland? Oakland, California. That's what I'm talking about.
There's some pretty parts in Oakland.
There are.
There really are.
But there's also parts of Oakland where Oakland neighborhoods are banding together and hiring private security patrols. They don't feel safe. These patrols protect their homes. They chase off the bad guys. They're constantly, they're on patrol around in the neighborhood, and then they also call police all the time. It's gotten to the point where there's a shortage of police. The crime is so bad that neighborhoods are banding together. It's not a neighborhood watch. It's a neighborhood security group. And it always reminds me of that movie, Citizens on Patrol. It's a comedy. What was the name of that series? It was,
they were serious.
Police Academy. Citizens on Patrol. People that, here's my mini Gatling gun I've got in my front yard. You're just setting this stuff. I can't help but think of that, especially in Oakland, that they're sitting up there you can have a machine gun in Oakland. That's right. If you've shown the fact that your house has been broken into one time. So you can set up a barbed wire, and Claymore's a little bit too much, but Oakland's got their own private security. It's Monday.
I've wandered down here,
but when we come back, we have got the queen of the rodeo is going to be with us here as soon as we get back from these messages.
Jackie Strand will be back. KCNR 1460. Fox Business Network, President Obama is set to give a speech in the next hour to mark the fifth anniversary of the Lehman Brothers collapse. The president is expected to highlight signs of economic recovery and cite progress made 5 years after the financial crisis. Meanwhile, industrial production rose in August as strong automobile sales boosted factory activity. The Federal Reserve said industrial output increased by 0.4% in August after being flat in July. The rise was the most in 6 months and matched economists' expectations. And manufacturing activity in the New York region slowed this month. The New York Fed's Empire Manufacturing Index came in with a reading of 6.29, missing the expectation for a reading of 9.2 and falling short of the previous month's reading of 8.24. The New York Fed described the results as reflecting modest expansion in the sector. Firms, though, are expecting improvement in the months ahead. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
CEOs, feeling irritable? Employees lacking commitment? You could be suffering from business low T or low technology, an affliction commonly associated with outdated human capital management systems. Paycom uses unique technology to increase employee efficiency, reducing risk while eliminating low T. With Paycom, your business T levels will skyrocket. Switch easily. Call 855-94-PAYCOM. Use code RESULTS and receive free 7 tips to consider when switching HR and payroll companies. 855-94-PAYCOM or paycom.com.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowning Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Co., Carmona's Appliances, Paul Brooks Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowning Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. Waking up to around 60 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. Temperatures are going to reach around 87. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. It looks like tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 82. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 57. And it looks like that's how the week is going to be in front of us. And we just are happy to have the North State beautiful weather right now in October.
We are. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Whatever month this is. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. And, of course, they're locally owned and family-operated, Shasta Gas Propane is. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane is going to start getting colder here. I know it's hard to believe since we're still going to have, you know, warm weather here for a while. Shasta Gas Propane.
What's interesting is that September's always that weird month. It kind of falls between fall hasn't begun. It's the end of summer. It's the, you know, it's the last of you know, trying to figure stuff out. We've had these beautiful days and we're already booking into October and November. So it was just interesting because, we've got some dates, but I'll tell you something that's happening and a beautiful gal that is with us, Jackie Strand, who is with the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association, or as many of you know, CCPRA. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here on this lovely morning.
It is. Now, you are wearing a sash.
Yes.
So tell us about Jackie Strand.
Well, I'm a 24-year-old gal who lives in Orland right now. I just graduated from Chico State in December with my animal science degree. And I have spent this last year promoting the CCPRA as their ambassador or the face of the Rodeo Association, going to over 45 rodeos all over the state, as well as in Oregon and a couple in Nevada too. I've been helping them put on the rodeos, make the rodeos go faster. I also get the crowd involved. I go sign autographs. I take pictures with kids, and I do a little bit of community service here and there too as part of the association.
What's a degree in animal science do?
What does it do?
Well, I mean, it's a degree in animal science. I've seen it before. So is it like a precursor for veterinary school or just, I mean, for being on your own ranch, taking care of your animals or?
It kind of depends on your interest. A lot of people will take it and go to vet school. I'm not really into the vet school thing. I'd rather be hanging out on the ranch with my cattle and my horses and sheep, goats, kind of livestock kind of person. So I got it mainly for the livestock and the reproductive side of it all.
So you could go into the breeding side.
Oh, yeah.
And it teaches you the all the nuances of that.
Yep.
So when you say animal science, it's more than just, I mean, I think it's difficult for some people to think about what it is, but it is. It's the breeding programs. It's taking care of the animals. It's successfully keeping them healthy.
Exactly. It's the biology and the chemistry for the animals. Okay. So instead of a medical degree in humans, I have one in animals per se.
So can you administer medicine to an animal? Let's say you're out, you know, your cow gets some kind of disease or some kind of situation with him. Are you at that point, are you able with your degree to be able to go to the pet store or to the store that can handle that and do your own injections and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I do my own injections for my horses and my cattle. The only thing I can't give is rabies because you have to be a registered veterinarian to do that. But I have plenty of vet friends that can come on out and help me with that one.
So when you say your horses and your cattle, tell us about your life experience. Right now you're talking about that what you're doing with the rodeo and that you're the face of the CCPRA. But let's talk about what you do with your day in and day out. You say my cattle, my horses. Give us a little insight about your personal in your life with your ranch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't per se have a ranch. I started out as a city kid, actually. I grew up in the Bay Area. and attended school down there and thought music was the path for me. And then I discovered agriculture and moved up to Santa Rosa, spent 2 years doing the agriculture business program at their junior college. Then I transferred up to Chico State and have just exploded into the livestock world since then. I have two horses of my own right now. The one I use for rodeos, he's my little baby. He's my 4-year-old. And he's just been a trooper. He's spent, 1 weekend, the 4th of July week, he spent over 13 hours in the trailer in just the course of a day.
Oh.
Traveling here and there and doing rodeos in between. So
no, so do you load him up and just carry him around?
No.
I mean, like in the
trailer. In a backpack.
No. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't know. Does he travel with the group or do you just go from place to place like Buck? When we saw Buck, he carries his horse in the back.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, it's just place to place. I'm on my own usually. Sometimes I'll have a co-pilot or two, mm-hmm. some bull riders have tagged mm-hmm. along with me to other rodeos before, but.
Do you imagine? I can't imagine why that would be.
Okay, well, we're here because we're talking about the finals are next week, September 27th and 28th at the Tehama County Fair in Red Bluff. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk to Jackie Strand and more about, there's a bunch of stuff happening with the Red Bluff Roundup and all the good stuff with that, as well as the CCPRA finals. All right, we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a year talk radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and More. Mike Huber and his team down there do just amazing work with, from granite kitchen and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker, like the one sitting in our backyard that works perfectly.
Oh, it's
He's
fabulous.
Our builder of choice, and there's a good reason for that. He's trustworthy. He does outstanding work at great prices. Estate Granite and More, 241-7866.
We want to do a couple shout-outs. Over the weekend, we, with Pat Karch and Rick Hill, myself, we performed at Cleary's second anniversary. She turned 2 years, the restaurant turned 2 years old. It was so much fun. And thank you for all of our friends that came out. That was really a superb time. And Bob, you were going to say something.
I would also like to send a big thank you publicly to Pat Karch for, assisting me. I was out of town, but every year we've done the sound for the September 11th observance of the Great Flag. Pat stepped in and set the equipment up, and I hear did a great job. So thank you publicly to Pat Karch. He's a great all-around guy.
He is a great all-around guy. He also put together the 75th celebration for the dam, and we are
going to be emceeing that this whole week.
Emceeing that this Saturday. So please come and visit us on that. That'll be great. Okay, getting back with Jackie Strand. She's with the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association, or as many of you know, the CCPRA. We were talking about the difference in some of the associations. So share with us what you were saying on the break, because that was really great.
Well, there's two main associations in California. There's the PRCA, which is your Salinas Rodeo, Redding Rodeo, Red Bluff Roundup, Oakdale Rodeo, you know, the big rodeos that get a lot of advertisement. And then there's the CCPRA, and some people call it the Amateur Rodeo Association of California. However, I like to call it the True Cowboy Association of California. These are the cowboys that travel all weekend long. They go to two, maybe three rodeos a weekend trying to win that buckle, win that money. But then they also work full-time during the week on their ranch, at their full-time job, as construction workers, you know, whatever they do for their real money, not their rodeo income. That's what they spend their whole week doing. So they never get a weekend off during this rodeo association. And I got to spend a little time with them down the road and never get a weekend off for the last 3 months.
Fabulous. And that's passion, because they're not really doing it as a living. They're doing it like a stock car driver. I mean, they're working, but they get in there and they're like, boom.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's something you love. It's in your blood. Now, the working cowboy, or the working, I guess it'd be the working rodeo cowboy, like you're talking about, as opposed to the guys that come in here, and nothing against them at all, of course.
Oh, no.
But the ones that travel thousands of miles a year, they put hundreds of thousands of miles on their cars, getting from rodeo to rodeo to rodeo. They too, have the misfortune at times of getting nothing.
Yeah.
For it.
Oh, yeah.
But in this group that you're with, and we're going to be seeing down here in Red Bluff, is just going to be an outstanding example of guys just turn it loose.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do this because this is what we love.
These are the top 15 competitors in each event at the finals. All season long, they compete for one of those top 15 spots. And this is the culmination of the entire season.
The finals are here in Red Bluff on the 27th and 28th of September next week.
Yep.
Or this coming weekend. There's so many things going on. But if you love rodeo, or if you want to see people that are really, really in love with the sport, that give it all, then this is the place to go to. It's going to be at the Tehama County Fair in Red Bluff, and the finals are this week, September 27th and 28th, of the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association.
Plus, my shining face will be there.
Oh, great.
Now, and there's a reason just there by itself.
We had absolutely. It's such a fresh breath of air. We understand that you're running for Miss California within the rodeo circuit. So tell us about that.
It's actually Miss Rodeo USA. Technically, right now, I hold a state title. I could go for Miss California. That's a PRCA title. I'm more than capable for doing that. However, I have my sights set a little higher. I'd like to go for the IPRA, or International Pro Rodeo Association title, of Miss Rodeo USA. And that's this coming January in Oklahoma. So it'll be a week-long competition, big mental game, where you really have to get all your stuff together, your ducks in a row, and travel out there with bags and bags and bags of shiny, blinged-out clothes.
I would love to be able to be a fly on the wall, but you have to ride your horse, give speeches, but it's really a lot of horsemanship as well.
Yes. The IPRA contest, they do draw horses, which means you don't bring your own horse. They give you one, and you have 5 minutes to look the horse over, check it out, ask questions, then you get on and you go. So you really need to have a good seat and be able to ride.
It's not all about just being purdy.
No, no.
You have to know your horsemanship.
Whoa.
So, now, so there's riding. Is there an evening gown competition?
Technically, we have different version of evening gowns. Okay. They're leather or lambskin dresses. Floor length is the typical traditional style.
Okay.
Yep. And so we'll do that for speech and modeling. Then we also have our interview outfits, which is, traditional wear, long sleeve, collared shirts, button up, pants, long skirts, boots. The rodeo world has kept it very traditional, and I really respect them for holding tight to those values.
They have. Okay. September 27th, 28th down in Red Bluff is the finals of the CCPRA, and we've been talking to Jackie Strand.
You won't miss Jackie.
The queen of the rodeo. Hey,
thank you, Jackie.
Do you get to keep your crown?
I do. I get to keep my crown.
I was wondering about that. You get to keep that when you, okay.
So yep,
you
and have the buckle.
That,
and
oh, that'll be in a little glass box.
Exactly.
Your life
Linda
goes
had
on.
To, you had to give yours back.
No, I still have my crown.
Oh, you still have your crown, but.
I have two.
Oh. Well, you do get to keep it.
I had a ring that was a Miss America ring and give it back. And so I'm still trying to find somehow it got lost, but I thought, I've go back.
Maybe
to the,
someday we'll find it.
Maybe
right.
we'll find okay. it. I have to put it out there.
Well, Jackie, I tell you what, they couldn't have found somebody better to represent them here at the CCPRA. All right, Jackie Strand, thank you.
And thank you guys.
You bet. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Isn't it a great day? Isn't it just a great day? This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. What can I tell you about Martin Graff? Second generation heating and cooling contractor with over 25 years of experience, and his crew is just outstanding. An optional 10-year parts and labor warranty available. They install only the most efficient and reliable equipment on the market. That's why they sell Trane. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency service. Everybody's factory trained there. Everybody is there to do a good job, and I can say that we've seen, had nothing but super professional service from Alliance Heating and Air, and that's what they did for Bad Bob too, putting in a system for them. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, I got something, okay, let me give 1 minute here and then you can have the big news. The big news of Dancing with the Stars. You know. I got something here in the mail, and I know these things have passed, but I'm not sure if everything here is exactly, but it says is that the legislature has passed laws which bans semi-automatic rifles are now banned, or when it takes place. Governor has to sign it. Lead bullets, gone. Some semi-automatic handguns are going to disappear in the next 24 months. Now, I'm not sure I didn't hear this, and the Department of Justice can now hold gun purchases indefinitely without reason. We will be required to register all semi-automatic rifles. Those are center fires, not the 22s. They did take that out. They did take out the part where they did take out the law, or let's let it kind of wither right there, that you could not even possess magazines of over 10 rounds, which is, you know, kind of confiscating your territory. Anyway, but the other thing too is about the semi-automatic rifles is that you can't buy them, sell them. You can't even pass them down in your family. That, frankly, my friend, sucks. Because I have some really nice hunting rifles I'd like to give to my son-in-law. Is this what happens then at some point when I want to give them to my son-in-law or my grandson? I can't do that. And that's why. It's because I'm a felon? Is it because I am a lawbreaker? Is it because I am a dangerous man that can't be trusted with these? No. I'm just a citizen of California. The criminals don't give a damn. They'll have them. And the friends of the legislators, they'll find their own little ways of doing things. But you and I and Bob and Linda, we are second-class citizens without the rights to hand down a hunting rifle to our sons and daughters. And they wonder why the state of Jefferson is getting traction up here in the north. It's because they take away your rights. Criminals don't care. Criminals don't care. Let's say it again. Let's all say this. Criminals don't care. They are stripping away your rights. Call Governor Brown. 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. And, yes, Bob?
Made an observation while I was in Oregon. I needed some 38 caliber for an upcoming thing. You cannot get common ammunition in Oregon at this point in time right now. It's all being bought up. And this isn't even the state that's passing all these laws.
It's because California's coming up there and buying it up.
Yeah,
and here's
right.
The other thing, because, you know, I think the ammo registration bill, Mike, the ammo registration bill, did that die? I think that died in this. I don't think they passed that one, but I'm not sure where you had to register yourself for ammo and get the, and get some kind of background check done.
I don't think that one's been fully, I don't think it's dead.
Okay, you don't think it's dead yet. I know that the one on the magazines died. Doesn't mean it can't be brought back, but this thing about not being able to pass down as a legacy to your children is just, you know, frankly does away with your, it does away with, you know, other parts of the Constitution about, you know, your right for private property. Why can't, you know, does that mean I can't pass down my car or my house?
The Constitution?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe somebody should remind the, you know, our legislators in Sacramento what exactly that means, you know, the right to bear arms. What gives them the right to, for me to take my possessions and tell and make it, first of all, to outlaw something from a person who is a law-abiding citizen to prevent some. When's the last time their example of an AR was used in a crime of killing in California? Huh? Oh, excuse me. How many long guns are used in crime? Oh, how about under 2%? How about that? More people are killed by hammers in California than by guns in murders. More. Let's outlaw hammers. Of course, the way I use a hammer, it probably should be outlawed. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back. Chief of Police, we're going to talk about crime, talk about rights, talk about felons being released on our streets at the same time they're taking away our guns. Great idea, Sacramento.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. A shooting spree at the Washington Navy Yard. At least 12 people shot.
He was down the hall far enough that we couldn't see a face, but we saw him hold the rifle, then we saw him raise it and aim it in our direction.
She got away unharmed, so did this man who says he's lucky.
He turned and he started shooting, and then we immediately made a left to go down the stairs to get out of the building.
It happened at a Naval Command Headquarters building, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live right outside in Washington.
And it's feared, Dave, that there are fatalities among those 12 people shot that we're hearing, although the conditions of those victims have not been identified. Now, at this point, we are told that a shooter has been contained inside this headquarters building, but not necessarily captured at this point, Dave. Still a very active scene. I can tell you here on M Street in Washington, D.C., a usually very street is now totally taken over by emergency vehicles, a flood of emergency lights. As you can hear, helicopters and police sirens race by. Spoke to a woman just a few minutes ago who says she was in the cafeteria of the headquarters building when the shots began, and all she could hear after those shots were cries of run, 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 Dave.
Again, Jared, 12 people shot, a number of fatalities. We don't know how many. The scene still active at Washington Naval Yard. President Obama said he'd be monitoring the situation closely. Later this hour, he's supposed to deliver a speech talking of the economy's recovery 5 years after Lehman Brothers collapsed in the financial crisis, triggering a Wall Street meltdown. Today, though, the Dow's up 156. Clouds have kept helicopters on the ground in Colorado, where people still need to be rescued and communities cut off by all the flooding when they can fly.
Boulder County officials are asking the stranded to wave colorful sheets or mirrors to send a glare up as they search. That's a National Guard Chinook getting stranded people out of Jamestown. The Guard says this has turned into the biggest air rescue operation since Hurricane Katrina.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosendahl in Boulder. 6 people either confirmed or presumed dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Again, our top Fox story, a shooting spree at the Washington Navy Yard. At least 12 people have been shot. There are reports some of those 12 were killed. The shooter is said to be contained somewhere in the area, and people have been told to shelter in place. The UN is investigating now 14 possible chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Another UN report that will be detailed today says the evidence is convincing and clear that chemicals were used in an attack last month, and hundreds were killed. This is Secretary of State Kerry takes the deal to get those weapons turned over to Paris for more talks. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, Secretary John Kerry meeting with his French and British counterparts in Paris. France and Britain look set to join the US in drawing up a UN Security Council resolution which would pressure Syria's president to stick to an agreement to surrender his chemical weapons stockpiles. Kerry warns,
if Assad fails to comply with the terms of this framework, make no mistake, we are all agreed, and that includes Russia, that there will be consequences.
It's not clear what those consequences might be, though. Secretary Kerry says military action is an option still. Russia says that's too threatening. Dave.
Simon, more than a year and a half after the Costa Concordia ran aground off the Italian coast, killing 32 people, the ship is slowly being raised off its side.
Now engineers say the hull of the ship that was carrying over 4,000 when it sank is rotating slowly off the reef.
Chiamiamolo un po' più critica di inizio, di distacco del reef.
Head engineer Sergio Girotto saying an underground camera showed detachment from the rocks. Some 6,000 tons of force were applied to right the ship, which is twice the size of the Titanic. In Rome, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
Hurricane Ingrid made landfall on Mexico's Gulf Coast this morning, then immediately weakened to a tropical storm. That storm and remnants of another one on the Pacific coast of Mexico combined have left 21 people dead in the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, September the 16th. It is a Monday. 8:05 in the morning. Carl Lindabot. Yes, good morning. Hey, you know what? We've got a lot of things happening. The Chief's here. We've got all these things going. But let's start out with Josh Wiley, our friend, our Wells Fargo advisor. And what's happening in the market? Is it still going crazy, Josh?
Yes, markets remain strong this morning. The Dow's up 157 points at 15,533, while the Nasdaq's up 10 at 3,732, and the S&P 500's up 13 at 1,701. Oil's down $1.19 at $107.02 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.8%. Gold's up $11.60 this morning at 1,320, while silver's up 38 cents at $22.10 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Walmart's up 62 cents at $74.98. Verizon's up 54 cents at $48.30. And Big Blue is up $2.02 at $194.11. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 910 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561. It's obvious Josh and the rest of the people there know what they're talking about. They can help you with your investments and your previous investments. So let them take a look at it and see what you can do. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Okay.
Let's go to the phones this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth. And who is on tonight?
Good morning. Oh, hold on.
The dog said good morning,
sorry,
too.
We got dogs barking in the background here.
Stop beating the dogs. Okay.
tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 South Bonneville Road in Reading at the Destiny Fellowship Church, we are going to have Assemblyman Tim Donnelly. And Tim Donnelly is considering a run for governor, which would be really interesting to see what the field of candidates will look like when that comes around again. So if you're interested in looking at an option for California state governor, I would encourage you to come out and listen to Assemblyman Donnelly. And in addition to that, at the Destiny Fellowship Church, we have a separate building where we have fully equipped classrooms available for outside groups to meet for no charge and to have their own separate meetings. And we make those available to anybody that may not have a place to meet. And so tonight we're going to have the state of Jefferson in one of those classrooms. And we all know that the state of Jefferson has been pretty big in the news lately. So those folks are going to be meeting as well. And I know last week they had about 30 people, so if you're interested in getting involved in that, come on out and join those folks as well. And one other thing, we are also going to be gathering items for the Clover fire victims, clothing, toys for the kids, water, food. So if you're headed that way, even if you can't make the meeting, there'll be a box outside. Drop off your items, and they'll be delivered tomorrow to IGO.
Great, great, Elizabeth. And I have to say, Elizabeth, I got started today and went into a five-minute rant about the Second Amendment in the state of California. I can't help it. It's
I know.
And you wonder why there's a state of Jefferson, why people are starting to get traction there.
And, you know, people should go to your archives and pull up We the People Radio from yesterday. We had Patrick Jones from Jones Fort.
He
spent the 2 hours with us going over the 19 bills that are sitting on Governor Brown's desk.
They are
just over those in detail. And the scary part
is pathetic.
That most people don't pay attention, and they don't realize that they are going to instantly become felons.
Yeah.
And he gave the description of one gentleman who did nothing more than add a scope onto his rifle that made him a felon. He spent 2 years in court and $20,000. He did not end up going to jail, but it cost him 2 years of his life and $20,000 to fight something that he thought was completely innocuous and innocent. So people need to pay attention to what's
going on. We're going to try and have Sam Paredes back on here to talk some more.
Yeah.
We've been telling people to call the governor. Anyway, okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks
tonight.
Talk.
You bet.
Be square.
Right.
Thank you. And those
Bye.
Are the things that, you know, to be around people who are going to educate you, happens every Monday night at 6 o'clock, southbound of Bonneview at the church there. And it's so informative. So do go. It's sunny right now, outside at 62. We are looking at 87 with our highs, mostly clear tonight with 62. After a day of playing golf yesterday, I'm taking lessons, and it's just that frustrating point where you think, okay, I'm learning more, but I'm trying to play it while I'm in playing. So it's frustrating. But anyway, so the body, after moving it around yesterday and really getting out there, it's beautiful to play in Reading out on the courses. But, it's so nice to be able to have a good night's sleep. My number varies. Right now I'm at 45 on my sleep number bed. And I'm thrilled to be able to have had this opportunity for both Carl and I to have this where he can be at 35 or 40 and I can be at 45. But, we have really been enjoying our sleep number bed.
Not only that, but, you know, sometimes it's cold and hot and, you know, sometimes Linda sleeps warmer than I do. And,
you're just saying I'm hot.
Okay, well, you are. But now, you know what? Sleep Number is really happy to introduce their innovation that I think is just going to be outstanding. It's the new dual temp layer. It's a temperature balancing layer that simply goes on top of your mattress and can be added to any mattress. Even if you don't have a Sleep Number bed, it has active air technology, which means it evenly heats or cools each side of the bed. Now, we tried this out, and it is just spectacular. It is. It's just, you know, it cools off everything. When you're in these hot summer nights, or when if it's cold, it warms it up. So remember, it's dual-sided, so each of you can have your own, not only your own sleep number, but your own temperature. What can I say? Mm-hmm. And where can you get it? Sleep Number. That's right. You can find the Sleep Number bed and a dual temp layer at our Sleep Number store right here in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Queen mattresses started just $6.99. So, you know, this is really cool.
That's the thing to get. Somebody who has everything, or what do I give my wife? Or what do I give my husband? This is a great thing because, you know, there's nothing better. You can't give somebody a great night's sleep. That has to happen, so.
Okay, we're going to take and it's true. Okay, we're going to take a break, and our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to talk about the crime, the AB 109, if there's been any spikes lately, but also the fact is it should make his life easier since they're taking the state of California's taking all the guns off the streets, right? We'll
Good
be right
morning,
back.
Chief.
Good morning.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles, not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:17 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. It's not too late to go out and have a great staycation there at Holiday Harbor. Check out their houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, patio boats. They've got a package deal. It's going to fit any budget. Get your family out there. We're going out there soon. I think it's not this weekend, but next weekend.
We're Holiday going out Harbor, the 28th.
Yeah, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out lakeshasta.com. 238-2383. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Chief.
Good morning.
The chief of all the Reading Police.
Oh, yeah.
Chief Rob.
Yeah. Is here with us. Good morning there, Rob.
How you doing?
We're doing great. It sounds like we're doing better physically than you are since you went, since your wife and kids and the women drug you all over San Francisco for 2 days.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you get some motivated shoppers and they can walk the hell out of you. So
I just want to know, did you see the,
we don't drink.
Did you see the 250 nude cyclists, down there when you're down at Fisherman's Wharf through there?
I did not. I did get to see a race of the America's Cup, which was actually really neat, and watching the New Zealand boat almost capsized down by
a lot of money in those races.
Yeah, I actually looked it up. It's a minimum of $8 million to build one of those boats and 50 to 120 million to compete. It.
Yeah.
And
people are renting their places, renting their homes with a view of the bay for the during these couple weeks that it's running like that.
I've been to San Francisco a lot in my lifetime. I've never seen that many boats on the bay. It was a big event. It was pretty neat.
Well, having it in the bay where everybody can see it is a good idea.
Yeah, it was really neat. We didn't even know. I mean, we were just shopping, of course, and all of a sudden everybody, runs to the end of the piers and we got a spot and watched the race. It was really neat.
Does it look like who's going to win on this releasing the felons? Are the justices going to tell? Court's going to tell us we've got to release these 10,000?
The governor just signed a bill the other day, allotting about 315, I think is the number, 300, about 313, 315 million to send the last 7,700 they would have to release that he doesn't want to release out to other states. So it doesn't look at this point, they've reached an agreement with the, assembly. They had an opposing plan to spend that instead of spending that money on out of state bed space to spend it on more rehabilitation programs. And it looks like they've come to an agreement and the governor's going to win out. Now, if the money comes in, you know, the budget comes in below that's allotted, then they'll spend that money on rehabilitative programs. But right now they're going to ship these, people that they don't want to release out of state to alleviate the crowding in state.
And that's it. But the judges have to go along with this.
Correct.
And if they don't, then
we're going to get more. Politics aside, I applaud the governor for trying to do something other than releasing, because it's really not the state of California that is dictating the release of these prisoners. It's a federal three-judge panel. So, you know, they're trying to, AB 109 was simply an attempt to have some way to manage who got released rather than having the judges determine it, because the judges have basically overruled state law saying that, you know, you can give more time credits for these offenses and basically cutting down. Right now in California, you serve a minimum of 85% of your sentence. But the way that they're doing it, they would cut it down to 50%. So
No
matter what the offense is. So AB 109 was an attempt by the state to control who got released to get the lower level offenders, you know, typically, out of prison and alleviate the crowding. But if you talk to people from the California Department of Corrections, there's two lawsuits that led to AB 109. One had to do with healthcare, which they're almost out of receivership on that with the new hospital facility they built in San Joaquin County. The other had to do with mental health. California has more mental health providers per capita than any other correction system in the United States, but we're the ones under the court decree because we had the lawsuit firm out of Berkeley. So, We'll keep plugging along. We're actually, crime here has been down through the first part of this year about 17%.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back from these messages. I want to talk about that. And the fact is, it seems like everybody I talk to, not everybody, but a lot of people I'm talking to, the cars are being taken.
Auto theft is still up.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that again. We want to talk about how you help prevent that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning, September the 16th. Good morning, my friend. 62 degrees out there. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And we're just talking about there was a spike in auto theft.
Yeah, auto theft has been up. It's up about 15-16%, which is another 50-60 crimes in raw numbers. So, you know, that and robbery have been the only two, crime classifications and part one crimes that are up over the last, the first part of this year. Now, you know, I want to make sure people, you know, understand that we were up 16% the year before and 28% last year. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction, but I'm not turning cartwheels over 17% decline because we lost, you know, 40% over the last 2 years. So
it's better. It's declined from the high.
Yeah.
It's still high though,
but I would rather be 17% down than 57% up, which where we were June of last year. So, right. You know, at least we're been kind of moving over the last year in a positive direction, but we still have a long way to go to get to where we were. Auto thefts have been up. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they know that nothing's going to happen to them. We're still fighting the failures to appear. We're still fighting a lack of jail bed space. The biggest effect that I see of AB 109 isn't the transition to probation because they've given money to up their staffing. Probation is doing, I think, a pretty good job of managing the people that they have. The effect that it's had on county sheriffs and jail bed space is the biggest negative effect that we have. And the big problem that I have right now in my frustration with Sacramento is you're starting to hear them say, no, they're still getting prison time. They're just serving time in county prison. Well, it's not county prison. It's county jail. It's still the same building. Let's not change the name for some political sake. It's county jail.
With certain parameters, make it a jail and not a prison.
Well, it's designed to house people for less than a year. And, you know, we've already got the firm that sued the state of California on behalf of the prisoners, which is a law firm out of Berkeley, is starting to file lawsuits against county sheriffs because of crowding in jails and the ADA and everything else that has to come with it.
Of
and
course,
it's just a matter of time.
People just had to see that.
It's coming. And, you know, that's where we sit. And right now, I mean, I'm going to do a press conference with the sheriff and the Anderson chief on the 17th and unveil a new program that I've come up with. And I'll save that little surprise for then. But, you know, we're trying to do the things that we can to deal with the people that are still misbehaving in our community. And you know, we've got, I think the last count I got was well over 400 people that have been convicted of crimes and failed to appear at their sentencing hearing.
Well,
so, you know, we have to be able to address that. And how do you address that when you have no jail bed space? I think the last figures I got from Sheriff Basenko was over 45 people in county jail on multi-year sentences. The longest one he's got to hold is 10 years.
Well, not only that, I mean, everything you're saying is on target here. But the fact is that if they're talking about, oh, well, you know, probation's working, but they don't count in the number of people that failures to appear. There's hundreds of them out there. And if you look at them, the ones that get arrested on most of them have one of their charges is failure to appear for either a felony or a misdemeanor. Now,
it's a huge problem, especially here.
Well, you know, and we're talking about people who have had their cars broken into and stolen. And what they have found, I mean, these crooks are stupid. I mean, that's why a lot of them are crooks. They leave their cell phones. They leave information there. They leave everything. They leave their names. They leave things they've signed. And then when they run it down and they give it to the authorities, they find out the guy was arrested for something else. Mm-hmm. And all this is in a space of like 4 days, been in the jail and released again. Well, I mean, it's, and then they can't find him. And it's like, why? I realize we're trying to keep the worst ones off the street.
One of the things that I've been trying to, and probation's put a new program in place called Supervised OR. And now we're having to transition to that. And it's a matter of getting the courts and everybody else on board. So instead of just being released on your own recognizance, you're released on perhaps GPS bracelets. They've used it to minimal success so far. Because
minimal success
because there's not a lot of people being ordered onto that by the judges. So we've got to get the judges to understand by looking at this that it's a benefit. It's one thing to say, you know, I want this person held in county jail and I'm putting it mandatory appearance. But if jail's full, the sheriff only has two choices, let him go or hold him. But if they put him on supervised OR, then probation could slap an ankle bracelet on him, and hopefully we can get some more success in getting him to show up.
Okay, what happens if they cut off the ankle bracelet?
If they cut off the ankle bracelet, then they go to jail, but they've only had two do it in the 50 that they've used.
Okay.
One guy, because he broke his ankle, and it was swelling, so he came in at 8 o'clock the next morning and said, please put this on my other ankle. I had to cut it off because I broke my ankle.
Okay, all right.
He gets a pass.
He gets a pass on this one. Did you hit him a few times though? Just slap him, just say don't. You
know, I do not
careful.
Do that, Carl.
I know that. Hey, we got. Hey, what was that description? Men dressed in blue with tiny shoes. I'm sorry. Okay, we've got about 15 seconds here. Hey, when we come back, let's talk about this new proposed medium security jail right here in town. That's supposed to take 76 or 80 or something that many people. What do you think of that? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Year Talk Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen McHugh. Washington, D.C. police say 12 have been shot, including a cop, and there are reports of fatalities at the Naval Yard. The shooters reportedly holed up in the Naval Sea Systems Command Center after opening fire. One eyewitness says,
I was in the cafeteria getting breakfast, and I heard 3 gunshots, and everybody started running, and then we heard a couple of more gunshots after that, and we saw security come out drawing a gun and told us to get back as far as we could.
The gunman's reportedly contained, but not in custody. President Obama's reported pick to head the Fed is bowed out.
Larry Summers' withdrawal helps the president avoid a testy fight with members of his own party. Several Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee strongly oppose Summers, many upset with financial deregulation when he was Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, which they believe helped cause the financial crisis. There's also lingering resentment over comments he made about women's aptitude while president of Harvard.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, and also, in they are they have an in-store deli and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Go ahead into Orchard Nutrition, 244-9141. You know what? If you're noticing when you're getting your blood work done, you're thinking about it, vitamin D is a really big thing that we're lacking a lot of it. So if you are trying to go to the experts to find out about, you know, what kind of vitamin D, what's most absorbing in your body, go see the experts at Orchard Nutrition, and they're going to lead you on to it.
Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we have a caller. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
Well, as soon as I heard you were going to bring up the Breslauer Lane / West Side Road area inmate residential facility, I had to call.
You mean our new minimum security?
Oh, yeah.
Is it minimum or medium?
Well, and according to the February 5th Board of Supervisors staff report, it is minimum.
Okay.
And
what's minimum?
Well, when the sheriff was asked about it at the February 5th meeting, he made his infamous walk away at any time comment, which he has since been trying to run as far away from as the east is from the west, but he said what he said.
So it's not a walk away meeting. It's not a walk away. They've got behind fences, I think, and all that. Right? It's like 85 beds or something.
I haven't seen the whole plan yet. I got a small brief on it from Captain Bertain. I think it's more...
It's morphing all the time with each new presentation, though.
It's very focused on the rehabilitative programs, and that's what the state grants are coming for. You have to have a rehabilitative focus. It's also a place for the people that go to work during the day and then have to check in at the jail at night. That are, have jobs, and we want them, because of their minimal offense to be able to keep those jobs. So I would kind of have to refer you to Tom on Wednesday.
Well, Tom's going to be on Wednesday. This is going to be one of the big questions we want to ask him. So hold your question until then. He'll be the one. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just thinking is that we need more jail space.
We need more jail space.
Or, what we really need? Less felons.
Yeah, that would be.
Why don't we
that
just
would be really,
bus,
really nice.
Why don't we just take one floor of them, put them in buses?
Well,
take them to Canada, give them $10 and a food voucher and turn them loose.
I sit on a panel for the California Police Chiefs Association to deal with AB 109 specifically, and we talk. They have representatives from every county, from San Diego all the way to Siskiyou County. And the theme on jail bed space is the same, you know, throughout the state. LA County, for instance, has 19,500 or roughly 19,500 beds. That traditionally ran about 75 to 80% of capacity. And since AB 109, it's running at 99% capacity and they're having capacity releases. So, you know, it's not a Shasta County specific thing. It's happening throughout the state. It's very frustrating, for police agencies like mine that are, I think, doing a pretty good job of catching the bad guys and putting them in, you know, and getting them in custody. And, you know, it's very frustrating for the sheriffs because the sheriffs have to release people that they wish they could keep. So, you know, AB 109 has created some frustration in law enforcement, and it's created some frustration, I know, you know, at the state capitol too, because it's, you know, it's being dictated to California. California does not have control of its own criminal justice system. And then, you know, with the lack of jail bed space, then you go to, you know, an increase in failure to appear throughout the state, because why go to court and get convicted when they can't hold me in jail to get me to court? So it's created a very big issue.
Bad as it used to be when this thing first happened, when people were just saying, don't, you know what, just book me so I can get out of here.
No.
Or is it?
Well,
is it,
I think that Captain Bertain is doing a real good job of managing the best bed space that he has because,
he's
not
been
just
on the show, and I believe that.
It's not just, it's not just in and out. He's looking at who else he has in there on the same type of offense. And, you know, if somebody's been sitting there for 2 years and has had a couple court or 2 weeks and has had a couple court appearances, he'll let that person go and stick the new person in. So they're actually spending some time in jail.
Like a spreadsheet on the
computer program. I think they're doing a very good job of managing the bed space that they have and trying to, you know, get some ramification. But, you know, when we have, you know, roughly, you know, 900 repeat offenders in an 8 month period and we only have 381 beds, that shows that a lot of our repeat offenders, I mean, when you have 90,000 people in the city of Reading roughly, they're not all committing crime. You've got 1,000 or so that are your chronic criminals. And there's even a smaller group of that you're very chronic, prolific, you know, property criminals that commit over and over and over again. Those are the ones that we need to focus our effort on. Some of the others may commit one crime and never do it again. You know, those guys can deal with probation, even on, you know, different rehabilitative issues. But, you know, it's a long road to walk from a chronic life of criminality to a life of normal, hardworking, honest citizen. That's a very long road to walk. And our only steering wheel to keep them on that road is incarceration. So, you know, what are our options? I know that the sheriff has been using, you know, the GPS bracelets very effectively with the work release program, which Tom can talk about, going from about 20% attendance to well over 90% attendance. Again, that's Captain Bertain's program. So, I mean, they're doing some things that are working very effectively and other things we're struggling.
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, Chief, I'm sure on a lot of people's lips and minds is wondering what's going to be happening and the impact, of the North State with, the new gun laws. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend?
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jellico, Carmona's Appliances, Hall Brooks Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Bistar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back.
Born through a party in the county jail.
You know what? I love it.
Bob always kicks out the perfect buck music.
We can't dance in the county jail, though. It's too crowded.
Currently, 68 degrees. Welcome back to KCNR. Good morning on the 16th of the day. It's 844. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 87. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. And before we left, we had asked the chief about the new gun laws and how that's going to affect the North State and law. But first, let's go to the phones. And Coach Bob, you are live on the air. What's on your mind?
Coach Bob, you're live on the air. What do you have?
Hey, good morning. If we can make people clean up their house because it's an unsightly mess in the city of Reading, why can't we clean up the unsightly mess between the Black Bear and Denny's at either 99 cent store?
I think that was the question there, Chief.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's difficult for us right now, and I've kind of explained this at town hall meetings and in length, and it's tough because, you know, we as the police are caught in the middle on this homeless issue between, you know, the business owners specifically saying we're not doing enough, the homeless advocates saying we're harassing the homeless, and the courts being more and more restrictive on what we can do relative to people that are just hanging out. Now, sometimes private property business owners actually have more to be able to do with it on their private property than we can as the police. California Supreme Court says that panhandling is a right to free speech, and we cannot infringe upon that. But a private property owner can run them off their own property. We have several different populations here, and I've just met with the folks from the Homeless Continuum of Care to start looking at, you know, more ways that we can deal with this group from a collaborative effort, police, charities, as well as mental health and other places. So, you know, the answer to that question is, if I had the answer, I'd probably be ranked a genius because, you know, once again, you have to be able to help a population that doesn't necessarily want your help, but aren't necessarily committing a crime. And they become a police issue when they commit a crime. So,
well,
you know.
Well, I would take issue with one thing you said there. I have no argument with people being homeless. I have sympathy and empathy for that. What I have a problem with is the stealing of shopping carts, which is a crime. It's a felony because they cost so darn much. And the littering of the area in which these people sleep, then get up and leave piles and piles of trash. Both are against the law.
I don't argue that at all. Sacramento just lost an $800,000 lawsuit with their cleanup policy. Now, instead of holding the property for 30 days, we have to hold it for 90 days. They're being more and more restrictive on what we have to do. And how we have to post it, and it's making it more and more challenging for us. Last year, CSO Bob Brannon removed about 112,000 pounds of garbage from homeless camps throughout just the open space or the publicly owned open space in the city of Reading. So it is a huge challenge for us. We're trying to deal with that with the, you know, the crime and everything else and the staffing levels that we have to kind of juggle everything and do the best that we can. And we're trying to deal with them. It's hard for us because if they're not committing a crime, then they're not necessarily, you know, the police issue. The police issue comes in when they do.
You know, Coach Bob, and I agree with you, Coach Bob, but you know what? They've handcuffed the police. And if, you know, down there, let's just say at Black Bear Diner, I know that they can move people off their property, and they do all the time. And the Reading Merchants Association is pushing people out and fighting this. But, you know, it's when the police say you can't be here, well, Yeah, they can. Yes, they can. And if they try to do anything about it, they're hammered by the courts. So, frankly, inmates are running the institution at this point.
Yeah, but when the inmates are littering and stealing shopping carts, my friends, is against the law.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and we do cite them for that. But then that comes back to, again, you know, there's no space at the inn. They don't have to go to court because there's no space at the inn. So the effectiveness of the enforcement becomes diminished based on what's going on with the criminal justice system right now. So we do cite them for that. We do cite them for illegal camping and other things, but, you know, without the,
you're not going to put them in jail because it's nothing serious enough to do it because we're turning loose car thieves.
So one of the things that we're talking about doing is partnering up a police officer with a mental health worker with a homeless advocate to go out and contact them. So that we can say, hey, look, you know, really what you got, you've got a choice. You can deal with them or me. And kind of try to connect. We have a group of homeless people, and these are the ones that I define as homeless, that did not choose that condition. They're either chronically poor, they've lost their jobs due to the economy, they lost their homes, they want help, they need help, they get help, and we can get them the help that they need so that they're not homeless. Then you have a group that are resistive to any help because of whether that's mental illness, drug or alcohol addiction or other things. That's the group that we need to try to reach so that we can move them from that resistive over to the willing to help, accept the help and solve their life problems. But once again, just like a criminal, they've got to make that choice to solve their life problems. Because most of the ones that we see and my guys encounter that are homeless because of drug addiction, mental health, or some other thing other than just the economy.
Okay, hey, Bob.
You guys, see you today. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the question, Coach Bob. It's a good and it's a timely question, which probably has no answer. We'll be right back. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and Linda's question about impact and new gun laws and what the chief is going to do or say about this. We'll be right back.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've got their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call, 1-800-922-6227.
Water is so good if you just get it right out, like you said, out of the mouth. It's just amazing. Well, our guest today has been Chief Paletti. Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that we had asked before we taken a break is the impact that we are going to be facing here in the Redding area and in California, really, from the gun laws. But more specifically, I mean, we're always thinking about our territory, what we're going to do. Carl specifically said, what's going to happen if I'm out? I want to go hunting. I mean, what is going to happen? What's the impact?
I don't know. And that's the honest answer. Making laws is easy. Enforcing laws is different. And, you know, you've got to have resources and you've got to have parameters. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, we're going to register guns. Well, how do you check the registration? Are you going to have a bicycle like we do with a bicycle where you put a sticker on your gun that you registered it? You know, they're including weapons in these registration requirements that are, you know, I've been in families for 60 years that are hunting rifles that simply have a magazine that are semi-automatic. Passing a law is the easy part. Enforcing a law is the hard part. I don't know how they intend to do it. I don't know, you know, what their thing is. I mean, if you're out hunting, I guess, you know, Fish and Game could seize your weapon if it's not registered, but how do they check it? I don't know how all that.
Are they going to barcode it or something have a, you know, I mean, this whole thing is, again, taking away our rights. Taking our rights, we were just talking about it. You have a rifle that was handed down to you that you would like to hand down to your son.
That I will not be able
to. You won't be able to.
Unless they live in another state.
The police chief of Redding, California will be unable to take a rifle that's been in his family for 60 years and pass it to his child. There is something damn wrong about this.
Yeah, if you look at what laws California has had up to this point, I think that they've been relatively reasonable in the fact that, you know, waiting periods and other things to make sure that we're not selling guns to the wrong people. You know, we want to keep guns out of the hands of felons and other things. We want guns to be in the hands of the right people.
Yes.
And I think that the state's been relatively successful over that. The problem that I have with looking at the gun laws that they're passing now and listening to the things that were said before right after Sandy Hook took place and New York passed their very restrictive gun laws, is they made it a competition to see who could have the most restrictive gun laws. Well, laws are not there to be a competition between two states. The laws are there to be effective. I don't know that what they're doing now is going to be any more effective than what we have now. It's just going to be more restrictive of the people that are the good people that just want to have a hunting rifle. So I don't see the applicability to anything of what they're doing now or how the hell they're going to enforce it.
And it's just I can tell you exactly how they're going to do it. They're going to have people out on gun ranges and they're going to go up to people and they're going to look and say, is that weapon registered? Prove it.
But the problem is they don't have the staffing for that. I mean, if you look at just the marijuana legislation that the state tried to do last year to, Senator Amiano out of San Francisco tried to pass a bill that would put all marijuana collectives under state licensing like bars with ABC. And it got voted down. Well, now he's gutted another bill and reintroduced it at the last minute into the legislature to try to get this passed. Well, the problem is you take some of that out of local control and local enforcement. So he wants to take, and the state will license marijuana sales, and the state will be the enforcement capacity of that. Well, if you look at ABC, ABC has like three agents for 13 North counties. How effective are they going to be in their enforcement? So, like I said, it's easy to sit in an office in Sacramento and write laws, but then you got to look at how you're going to enforce that and what the effect is at the local level.
And I love this. He took away the city and the county's ability to say we want to have marijuana sales in our city or county, and he wants the state to do it so they can put them in here.
Well, the new bill actually says that the cities and counties can.
Oh, can they do that?
Can okay. ban All right. based on, you know, the planning models of the city and the licensing.
I'm surprised about that.
But the new law would say that it's legal to sell outside as long as it's not a storefront at where it's grown. Well, isn't that what we're doing already?
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's changing, but what they want to do is take the enforcement capacity to the state and out of the local jurisdictions, and they don't have the ability or the staffing to be able to do that.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, you have, literally 30 seconds and we cut you off.
Quick question. That is that Carl was saying that, say, on these gun ranges or when you're out shooting and flinking, there would be someone there that would watch and then come up to you and say, is your gun registered or do you all that sort of stuff. But don't they have to have probable cause?
Terry, I can tell you it's not going to be me.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. And Rob's made it real clear, and I think the sheriff's going to make, and sheriff's going to be your witness. We're going to make it really clear. Thanks a lot, Terry. Well, I think what he's saying is that you can't just come up and ask me if it's registered. Now, the game enforcement guys come up and say they can ask to see they can take your shotgun, see if there's three rounds in it. Uh-huh. They can check your see if you've got a license. They can do that now. They can also, is that the next stop? Hey, show me your registration, your gun registration you should be carrying. It's all a bunch of crap. Hey, Chief, thanks for being here, buddy.
Always.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, Assemblyman Brian Daly is going to be on, and we're going to talk to the Assemblyman about these new gun laws, plus about 1,000 other things that I'm sure that's going on that we just need to know about. We're also going to have, monster trucks on tomorrow. You gotta love monster trucks.
All right, we're gonna have a sunny day with 87, and thank you so much, Chief Paletti.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brady. A lot of unanswered questions right now at the Washington Naval Yard in D.C., where at least one gunman opened fire nearly 4 hours ago.
Everybody going down the stairs. I mean, people were pushing, people were shoving, people were falling down.
Naval Yard personnel were ultimately ordered to shelter in place, but at least 10 people are believed to have been shot. Investigators suspected there may have been a second shooter for a time. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live right outside.
And Lisa, we're told one of those shooters is confirmed dead. Fox News can confirm one shooter inside the Naval Yard is dead. Police still following up, though, under the assumption and the belief that there may be a second shooter who we have been told has been at least contained or neutralized. But again, police at this point saying one shooter dead, perhaps a second shooter also being sought right now. We also know that there have been several people shot at the Naval Yard this morning, upwards of 10 people. We're told there have been fatalities. We do not know at this point how many or the extent of